26.
King Day has come and gone. Thousands of people honored Martin Luther King Jr. outside of South Carolina's capital. They did it in the form of protesting voter ID cards and others, or South Carolina's new law that just jumped in last month. The U.S. Justice Department deciding that this new law is not going to fly, but the governor, Nikki Haley, fighting the federal government in court. This sounds familiar, doesn't it? At least a half a dozen other states passed similar voter ID laws in 2011. What do you think, fair or foul? What a way to start this show. Welcome to America Tonight. My name is Kate Delaney. And, of course, that's what we do. We tackle lots of the issues. We do have some daily salutes so we can make you smile along the way. Coming up this hour, we're going to check the mailbag. A lot of you had thoughts on this very thing and the Italian cruise liner that went down, still searching for people there. We have some more info on that. That's just a crazy, insane story how that ever happened in the first place. Plus, also, we can count. It's about the numbers, and we got lots of stories with loads of numbers in store for you. Right from the get-go, though, the South Carolina Republican debate became a Get Romney affair a little bit when it came to Bain and venture capitalism and that kind of stuff. But he kind of brushed it off. He fended off the attacks. In the meantime, Newt was spouting a lot of his conservative values, if you will, and John Huntsman dumped out. He wasn't even part of the debate because he said he's done earlier in the day. Mitt Romney took a few moments to talk about Martin Luther King Jr.
I want to express my admiration for a man who stood for the principles of equality under the law as required by our Constitution. I think he's a great man, appreciate his service for our country and our Constitution. You have to give credit where credit is due. I think Barack Obama deserves some of the credit for the people coming together here.
All right, so a little joke there at the tail end. The president had his own thoughts about Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
There's nobody who can't serve. Nobody who can't help somebody else. For us to be able to come together as a community, people from all different walks of life, and make sure that we're giving back, that's ultimately what makes us the strongest, most extraordinary country on earth.
I agree with the tail end. We definitely are the most extraordinary, strongest, I believe still, country on the face of the earth. But we're seeing some of those rights eroded. That's why a lot of us are worried about this upcoming election and many of the things that have happened leading up to it. We'll be talking about that more in the upcoming weeks here on America Tonight. Quickly, I want to remind everybody, because I've been asked this question in a lot of the emails I received this too, are we going to have another nail the score because I'll be on the road in Washington, D.C.? And the answer is yes, we are going to do nail the score. So make sure you call in. We're giving away a whole bunch of things if you nail the score, besides bragging rights, which I think is practically enough. But the prize pack is good. It got a Magellan GPS that is wireless. You can be almost anywhere on the planet Earth and take that GPS with you, and it'll tell you where you are. It really is an incredible machine. Like everything with technology, it gets better. It's like that first day of the iPhone, and because I lost my iPhone, I got the new iPhone that has a cloud, the iPhone 4. But apparently, I don't know how to work it because people are leaving messages and I'm not getting the messages, so something's wrong. That's when you have to sit down and actually learn how to use the devices that you get. I'm sure some of you can probably relate to that. Do you ever feel like you've got too much technology and you just don't have enough time to get to all of it? We are in the same boat, my friends. All right, I'm glad we weren't in the boat in Italy that sank, because this sinking cruise ship certainly has raised nothing but questions, including, is it safe to take a cruise? Should you ask certain things when you get on a boat? The sinking of the Costa Concordia, it was a luxury liner, hit the rocks in Italy's west coast on Saturday and really freaked a lot of people out, and for good reason. Look, the ship was carrying over 4,200 people, passengers and crew, and it was a weekly route that they were taking, and they got close to the shore. The rocks tore a 160-foot-long gash in the hull of the ship. Can you imagine? It caused the ship to, you know, to tip. It sent passengers scrambling to the deck, the ones that, I mean, sadly, it was like a scene from the movie Titanic. People were forced to push their way onto lifeboats. They jumped into freezing cold water to swim to safety if they could. So this is not a carefree enjoy Italy from the boat cruise that Carnival, because ultimately it's a Carnival ship, was promoting. It was anything but that. It was a panic attack. And, you know, what about all these backup systems? I thought cruise ships were like floating hotels with massive backups. If they lose a generator, don't they have a backup generator? If they lose a pump, don't they have another fire pump that they can go to? They're designed with holes that divide. They're divided into watertight sections. So if two sections are breached, boom, the ship is supposed to stay afloat. And all the radar and sonar and GPS, everything else that they have that the crew has, this is unreal that this happened. And don't they have enough life jackets? They're supposed to have that. They're supposed to have enough space for everybody on the lifeboats. They're supposed to have an evacuation drill within 24 hours of setting sail for whatever parts they're setting sail to. So the drill, by the way, was supposed to be the next day. Unfortunately, when they slammed into those rocks, that was it. So scuba divers found a couple more bodies in the submerged part of the ship, because, see, that's what happened. People got trapped. Now, you know, you're looking at 6-plus people dead, and there's still people unaccounted for. A couple of Americans made the list, and a couple of Germans made the list, too. And then you don't know, by the way, who might have gotten off the ship before. You know, they say about 15 million people cruised in 2010. And you know what? Most of the people who get on cruise ships, they're Americans. So you think about some of these disasters that we've seen. Remember the ship that was floating, that they had to dump food on the decks because they lost the engines and they were floating off the Mexican Riviera? I remember that there was the wave that whipped through that Norwegian boat that was going to the Bahamas, was going from the Bahamas to New York. That could have been a much bigger disaster. You just had minor injuries there. And, we hear other stories about what happens on these ships. I mean, would you feel comfortable taking a cruise? I have to say, I was never interested in it, and now I'm even more. I even feel like I'm not interested even more than I was before, which I had no interest. Go figure. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Says America Tonight, you're sunk. We will never endorse you as long as you're on radio. Ooh, do you think that was one of my pals playing a prank on me? I used to actually know a lot of people at Carnival Cruise, and they had talked about doing cruises before, but let me just steer the thing, and then I feel more comfortable because I know I'm not trying to wave to anyone on the shore. Ooh, we've got a wave over there. Got to go get closer to those rocks. How close can we get? I mean, it really, I'm not trying to make light of the story, actually. It's very, very sad. It's tragic to think. I can't even wrap my head around this when I look at this boat that, you know, when I grew up in New Jersey and there was a concrete ship and it was called the Sunken Ship. And it was off of Cape May, New Jersey. And during World War II, somebody had this great idea that we should be, the United States could build concrete ships and they wouldn't be sunk. Well, what happened was this, of course, the concrete ship sunk right off the shore. And you would, every year as a kid, it was big when I was little, and it would just get worn away. And it was wild. You see this big ship in the middle of, you know, right there off the shoreline. And it was there, and you'd look at it like, what happened? We'd ask our grandmother a million questions. What happened to the people on the ship? And what happened? How did it sink? And all of that. And there wasn't too many people on the ship, and it was fine, except for that it was concrete, and it was not an idea that worked, and it sunk. This concrete ship looks like this ocean liner. It's so strange how that was halfway out, and you can imagine the people, I mean, really scrambling because of the gash in that hull sent the water rushing. And it really was like what you would see in the Titanic. Of course, the Titanic hit an iceberg, and there are many, many differences between the two boats, but just it was very eerie to hear the description and then see that boat sticking up, which it's going to sink, and now they have rough waters they're dealing with, and they're trying to find bodies and to account for people. So I think that death toll is going to go up, and that captain, they should just nail him for every year that they can possibly put him in prison, I think, I'll tell you. So let's turn to politics for a second, of course. South Carolina, this is it this weekend. Mitt Romney, not going to release his taxes. He's going to release his taxes, but he says he probably won't do it until April when he's the nominee, or if he's the nominee. He put it two different ways. Because remember, when you're running, people around you will insist you assume that you're going to get it, so you speak that way. He talked as if he would release it in April, but not now like the other candidates are doing. So he was chided for that when he was part of this latest debate in South Carolina. He took a few hits on that, and he took a few hits on Bain Capital. You know, they piled on him, and that's not a surprise. He's the front runner, and that's what happens. Romney, according to the latest poll, if you're curious, if you're counting the numbers, we're doing this ahead of We Can Count, but if you're looking at numbers like I am, well, there's a big number for you. It's 35%. For whatever that is worth, 35% Romney has in the latest ABC poll that I checked. Now, people will argue, well, if it's ABC, if they slant a certain way, and what if it's Newsmax, and what if it's something that you read on Fox versus something that's on CNN, and a lot of the numbers actually are pretty close to the averages. So the ABC News Washington Post poll, you have Romney in a 2-1 lead over the closest competitor in this race for the Republican nomination. Had eight votes in Iowa, and he had a strong showing in New Hampshire. So now here we are in South Carolina. He's got 35% support. Then you break it down from there, 17% for Newt Gingrich, Ron Paul, 16%, 13% for Rick Santorum. Pretty interesting. Romney's previous high, though, was less than what he has in South Carolina. It was 30%. That was last month. And in July, he had that, too. So, and the support is gelling. And that's because of the establishment people, the party, that's the push to just, let's get this one guy, let's push in behind him. And that's it. Let's just go in that direction. Huntsman, not a factor, won't be a factor with his departure. He's gone. He had just 3% in the poll that I'm mentioning now. But is there any challenge to Romney? Somebody said to me today, geez, is there any challenge at all? I mean, really, honestly, put what your thoughts are aside. But if you're being intellectually honest, are there some challenges left? And people are saying, well, Newt, and there are things that he's not very clear on, and he's vulnerable among very conservative Republicans. Very conservative Republicans are not crazy about Romney. Now, those same people, I don't think, vote for Obama no way, no how, but do they vote for Romney? Tea Party people are not backing Romney. Evangelical Christians are not backing Romney. So that's not happening. That's not happening 100% across the board. But does that start to shift? Does that start to shift? Because he does have some support, but he doesn't have all of that support. And Ron Paul has loyal followers. Loyal followers. Newt Gingrich has a lot of people that are still excited about him, but he just doesn't rise in the polls from the conservative point of view. And then flying in the air are these questions about Romney's background at Bain Capital. And by 55 to 35%, more Americans are concerned about the economic system favoring the wealthy than about overregulation hurting free enterprise. So that's what will happen if you've got Barack Obama and Mitt Romney. They're going to take out Romney's knees on the Bain Capital and the Bain Capital stuff. And the Republicans served it up on a platter for Obama's folks. I mean, they knew it was there, so they were going to go after it. But it's there and it's sitting up nice and pretty because they'll use some of the spots, probably the Gingrich spots or, you know, whatever, to throw that out there to the masses that even their own people didn't want to hear what Romney had to say when it came to jobs and creating more jobs because he destroyed jobs or however they spin it. But it'll be something like that. I'm very, very certain of it. And that show was already previewed by the Republicans themselves, which made a lot of the Republican establishment pretty upset because they, if anything, didn't want to see that happen. They didn't want to see Republicans go there, but they did. And it just becomes part of what's rolled up into the fodder of the election after we get closer to the convention. And then both conventions, actually, you'll start to see that, excuse me, a little bit more. So, you know, pay attention because this is going to get, I think, very interesting these next 2 weeks. Very, very, very interesting. There was something that I kind of glossed over in our previous show, and I wanted to bring it up. Got an email on this, and we're going to go to our mailbag next. I didn't gloss over it, but we played a cut of it. Joe Paterno, the longtime Penn State University football coach, of course, we know was fired from everything that happened with the child sex abuse allegations against his former assistant, Jerry Sandusky. And he said he was unsure how to handle the first report about Sandusky that hit him in 2002. He said he didn't know how to handle it. He was afraid to say anything. He didn't go forward. He was stunned. And that's not a good defense, Joe Pa. That doesn't work. Does age play a factor in this? I mean, is that okay with everyone? Hey, he's gone. He's done. He said, you know, he didn't want to get specific. And this is Paterno's words. And he said, I want to be frank with you. I didn't know that it would have done any good because I never heard of rape and a man. That's what he said. Of course, the decision not to tell the college and the cops about what happened, that's why he was booted by the Penn State Board of Trustees ultimately. We're checking the mail next.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Long Range Patrol Ration Entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world. Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. Fire up instantly with the revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with four waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225 or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
We're going to go to the phones here, 800-259-5791. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, please do. Those are my digits. And then we're going to check the mail, but first let's go to Rick in Illinois. Hey, Rick.
Hello, Kate. Hey,
hello.
My name, Mr. Wright.
Mr. Wright?
Yeah, how's your Green Bay Packers doing?
Wow, how about that?
Yeah.
That's crazy, huh? I'm surprised. I have to.
Surprised? I told you this. What happened? You made
that is
me.
Why. That's why you have made millions on your on your predictions.
Yes. I told you they've been sitting around too long.
Yeah, you were right. You know what? That's probably right. There was five turnovers. That was ridiculous.
Yeah, they just got too lazy and they overlooked them and they thought they were going to the Super Bowl again.
Yeah, I think they did overlook them. I think you're right.
Yeah. But I don't know about – I think if I had to take Baltimore, I think they're going to beat New England. I got a feeling that they're going to sneak up and get them.
Oh, I'd like that. I'd love that if that happened. I like that idea.
But the 49ers and the Giants, that's going to be a toss-up. Way they come back and beat the 49ers, come back and beat Saints. That was a pretty good comeback.
It was a great comeback.
Yeah. So
that was one of the best
games.
That was That was a great finish. That's one of the best finishes all season.
Yeah. That's what got me worried. I'm not too sure about the Giants. But never count the Giants out, though.
But, yeah, I don't think you can count the Giants out. No. It's going to be a good, these last two games, these divisional title games, I think will be close, I hope.
Yeah, I think it's going to be right down to the last player, so.
I agree.
So. I see, what's Miss America won? Aaron Rodgers, the caller or something?
Yeah, Miss Wisconsin?
Yeah.
Does she know, is he single or not?
Yeah, I was going to say, well, if he's engaged, he'll go to fiance or something like that.
She's going off the commercials where it doesn't look like he's married, but I don't know if he may have a serious girlfriend.
Yeah, I was wondering what she ever thought about that. Cheeseheads herself, so.
That's right. She's a cheesehead. She's Miss America, and he's the quarterback. It's the perfect high school scenario.
What do you think about CBS wanting Tebow to be an announcer this weekend?
I think it'd be interesting to see if he has the chops for it. In interviews, he's fine, but you know when you're in the middle of and you're analyzing, that's a lot different. Even though you might know the game of football, I don't know. I wonder how he would do. Remember, it's a great topic though, because if you think of famous quarterbacks who bombed, remember Joe Montana? He was terrible.
Yeah.
Oh, he was awful. There was no way he was going to have a career in that. And then you look at Troy Aikman. Boy, I think he's one of the best. I didn't think he was going to do so well, and he's been great.
Yeah. But I just wondered how you do.
I don't know. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt, but we'll see if he can hang in there, if he's got something. He's going to have opinions. That's number one, and that's a problem when he's in the game and now he's, you know, knocked out. Is he going to have opinions about the players, about what he sees, or not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just wonder how he's going to do.
It'll be fun to watch.
They're trying to get him to sign up for this weekend, but they haven't yet, so.
We'll see.
He might not want to do it anyway, so.
Yeah, that's a tough position to be.
How does the Republican clowns do this time?
Well, there are people that are just insistent that Newt Gingrich is going to show up in South Carolina. But Newt's biggest Achilles heel is Mitt Romney, because he, in all the polls, he's ahead by, a mile.
Yeah.
35%. And then Ron Paul is stuck in there somewhere. And Ron Paul has got really good supporters. He raises a lot of money, but he's not the establishment guy by any stretch of the imagination.
No.
So it's Romney. I love that people are just trying to poke holes in that, but there is no way. I mean, if I was going to go out on a limb, I don't think it's a shaky limb to go out on based on the people we've talked to and some of the insiders that I know. Nobody. I mean, people who are just handicapping this do not think that it's anybody but Mitt Romney.
Yeah. Can't get nobody everybody I've been hearing on radio, I mean, even the Tea Party people don't want him.
No.
So what's he going to do?
Well, that's the thing. Once he gets the nomination, that's it. Either you're going to go with Mitt Romney, or you're voting for Obama, or you're sitting this one out.
I was going to say, I think a lot of them will set it out if he gets in there, because they ain't going to vote for Obama. They sure ain't going to vote for Romney, so let's just go fishing or something.
Well, then that works to the Democrats. That works for Obama. And I think they like that idea. So if I'm David Axelrod or Rahm Emanuel, the mayor of Chicago, I still can barely say that. And, if I'm Robert Gibbs, they're the three wise kings. They're going to be happy about that. They thought it was going to be Mitt Romney, and they're waiting with everything that they can throw at people about Bain Capital and people who lost jobs and everything else.
Yeah, they're probably looking those people up, lost their jobs, so they can go on.
Put them in commercials.
TV ads.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'll do the commercials. I used to work here until Mitt Romney come in here. Now we got nothing.
Right, because the company downsized and and I lost my job. Because you can spin that a lot of different ways, but losing a job is losing a job, and you can easily find disgruntled people. Hey, Rick, thanks for the call. You know, speaking of commercials, we're going to get to that in a second. But before we do, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. And the commercial that I'm thinking about is one that Alan wrote us about. Alan says, Kate, did you happen to catch the commercial of 3:16, John 3:16, wondering what you thought about it? I saw the spot, and I thought it was pretty well done. It was aired during the Broncos-Patriots game, and they showed kids that were talking. It's Focus on the Family paid for it, and they're the Christian lobbying group. But I didn't think it was offensive, or I thought it was fine, actually. You had children reciting John 3:16 in sequence, basically, and the ad was promoting Christianity, and it asked for donations. See, now here's the thing. During a sporting event, people aren't used to that, and it seems, to some people, it seems un-American to push a political message or a religious message, but I have news for people. You know what the networks care about? It's called the almighty dollar. And when they can get big bucks to air that kind of stuff, I think they're going to air it. It's like the Catholic Church. Come back to the Catholic Church. Those ads, where are they? I think I saw one of those ads in a sporting event, in the middle of a sporting event. So the NFL, I don't think they're showing any kind of preference toward any kind of group, but the focus on the Family bought an ad, and they were willing to take the money for that ad, you know, period, end of story. And the kids using the kids to promote the spiritual group, you know, using them as the spiritual group, I didn't think it was offensive. I read a commentary that it was offensive to use the kids. I don't know. It didn't seem that way to me. It didn't seem like an offensive spot at all. Even if you weren't a religious person, I don't know. It seemed like there was a lot of controversy over nothing to me. They paid the money. It's an ad. I don't think they were pushing anything that was over the top. You just wouldn't even have followed it if you had no desire to look at the spot. And frankly, half the time people fast forward through spots. Let's be real about that, right? Come on, we know it. All right, let's move forward. This one is from Jane, Bob, Bill in different parts of the world or this country. And they all were talking about what happened with the cruise crash. So I'll just take Jane's. And Jane says, hey, this is the first time I've ever sent you an email. I heard you talking about the cruise ship crash. I have to say, I've taken cruises my whole life. I've been on 7 of them, and I'm not even quite 40 yet. I love cruises. Kate, you got to be open-minded about this cruise thing. It was one disaster, for goodness sake. I do not think that people's lives are in danger when they jump on a cruise ship. I didn't say that people's lives were in danger. I said that there was a lot of cockamamie nonsense going on, and this was proof of it, that here you have 29, 30 people or however many people are missing, because they don't know that exact number. They're trying to float one. And all those people that are dead, that's ridiculous. Just go on this cruise ship, and because somebody decides to go off course, they can wave. Come on. And my interest is, I'd rather be in that city than floating in the water. Personally, for me, and I don't know, maybe I'm not getting it. There's something I'm not getting about the cruise thing. Maybe it's because, to me, I think that it's about the food, right? And going, being on the ship and doing the things on the ship and supposedly just relaxing. If I didn't have one of those chairs to lay in, one of those loungers, oh, I would not be relaxed. Because I wonder how many they even have on those ships. If you have your own, I'd have to have a window. You know, when you have little deck areas, I'd have to have that. Ooh, I would not want to be on the inside of that ship. Ugh. And I guess in this case, if you had jumped into the water, that might have been the better alternative if you saw the ship was going down. But here's the thing, they were close to the rock, so if you were higher up and you were jumping out, that couldn't have been safe either. Couldn't have been. Coming up, it is about the numbers. We can count next.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panel to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Something happy. How about this? Two Americans honored big time. Why? Because they aided in catching a terror suspect. That's a good thing, right? Germany's government presented the nation's highest civilian award to two Americans who helped apprehend an Islamic extremist after he attacked a U.S. Air Force bus last year. If you remember that story, it was sad, and killed two airmen. So the interior minister there awarded the Federal Cross of Merit to U.S. Air Force Staff Sergeant Trevor Brewer and civilian airport employee Lamar Connor. Both chased the terror suspect, until the cops could come get him. And I think that's a good thing, because remember, he was a 21-year-old from Kosovo, and he's on trial for those killings, and he admitted to the charges. So life in prison, probably, and a verdict and sentence are expected to come down on Thursday. And it was, he immediately gave a confession when he was in court, and that was back in August. And he said that the night before the attack, he had seen a video on Facebook that purported to show American soldiers raping a teenage Muslim girl It turned out to be a scene from a movie, a Brian De Palma anti-war film called Redacted, if you remember that. It was taken out of context, so there you go. But the fact that they were honored, I think that's good, because, sure, they just went for it and decided that they weren't going to be worried about the consequences, and bravo that people react. People that you would expect react do react. How about that? Well, the Golden Arches continues because they have the big bucks to support the Olympic Games. I just read something where the McDonald's Corporation decided that they were going to continue to sponsor for 8 more years, and it means they didn't really talk about what the financial part of the deal was, but worth hundreds of millions of dollars, let's put it that way. A lot of money. McDonald's has been a sponsor since 1976, and they're going to continue for the 2014 Winter Games, the Summer Games in Rio de Janeiro, and on to 2018, too. So that's, I mean, that's big, because to put these things on, you got to have serious money, and they got some serious money backing them, so they couldn't be happier. I'm sure they couldn't be happier than with that big endorsement from McDonald's. So that's good. The International Olympic Committee. John Elway decided to throw his support to the direction of Tim Tebow. How about that? So Tim Tebow will enter the next season, this season really, 2012, as the starting quarterback for the Denver Broncos. They had their season-ending press conference after the team's blowout loss to New England, and the executive vice president of football operations, John Elway, who looked like he was cringing, like he had eaten a bad pickle on the sidelines, said Tebow has the starting nod. He's earned it. And he said he's earned the right to be the starting quarterback going into the training camp next year. And, of course, why is that a big deal? Because the way he plays has been scrutinized, analyzed, and pulled apart because of the way he passes. So he became the starter for the Broncos, after they opened 1-4. And, look, they got an AFC West title. They finished 8-8, and they had some absolutely stunning wild card win over Pittsburgh, because not even whether or not Roethlisberger was banged up, not very many people were picking Denver to do that, and they did. So that was huge. Huge. All right, this is a big, huge deal in a different direction, and it has to do with the Supreme Court. The United States Supreme Court delivered what you would call a real swing, landed a punch, a knockout blow to the White House. Chief Justice John Roberts, writing for a unanimous court, swatted away the government's idea that the Lutheran Church did not have the right to fire a minister of religion who, after 6 years of Lutheran religious training, had been commissioned as a minister upon election by, ultimately the congregation. So the fired minister who taught secular subjects claimed discrimination in employment. So there you go. How about that? That's a big one. But the Chief Justice pushed back on this one, saying, look, the government needs to be out of this. We do not need to be in the middle of this, so let's just completely pull out of this. It makes no sense. If you back up and look at it for a second, you know that this isn't the way to go. How about that? So that's a big one. 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue can't be completely thrilled with that decision. All right, I like a comedian called Ricky Gervais, and Ricky Gervais hosted the Golden Globe Awards. He's hosted that show before, and they always seem to cringe because they don't know really what he's going to do. And he poked fun at a lot of different people, but he seemed a little bit toned down this time around, although he did do the one cardinal sin you can't do, folks, on TV. He dropped the F-bomb. I think his funniest line was, the Golden Globes are to the Oscars are what Kim Kardashian is to Kate Middleton. A bit louder, a bit trashier, a bit drunker, and more easily bought, allegedly. He said that in his opening monologue before bringing up Kim Kardashian's 72-day marriage to a guy whose name he couldn't remember. He said, I've sat through longer James Cameron acceptance speeches. Oh, you got to give it to Ricky Gervais. He is funny. That's why they had him back on about that. All right, let's talk about awards here. There was a teenager awarded $12.6 million in a lawsuit that a lot of people are going to be looking at to the future, because remember, that's the whole thing with the law. The lawsuit was an action against, a suit brought against the University of Miami Medical School, and it was a vaccination error. It was a teenager who lost all four limbs because of that. So you cannot give this teenager enough money in my estimation. But the jury reached a verdict in the case of Shania Roll, her name was, of Miramar, and that's a good decision. The judge probably will reduce the award, but she'll still end up getting the majority of that. How about that? That's a good thing. Think about losing the limb, all four limbs. Oh, and of course, the University of Miami, they're saying that you would have gotten the infection despite the vaccine, so they're appealing it. But at least initially, I think that's a good verdict. I think that's a good verdict. Imagine four limbs because of vaccinations. Oh, scary. Scary when you go to the hospital, because who's fighting for you? Who's your advocate, if you will? And when they're talking to you and you're in a haze and they're asking you for permission for this or that. And listen, I have people in my family that are nurses and one doctor, but it's the way healthcare is now. There are some wonderful people that get to know the patients, but they have so much responsibility. Sometimes they're handling the workload of two or three people at any given time. And that's a huge, huge complex problem. And it's all part of the healthcare situation that we're in. We're going to talk about that coming up later this week on our Thursday show, as we'll be broadcasting from Washington, D.C. We're still going to have it nailed the score, but we will also be talking about healthcare and the implementation of it. What's happened to people's premiums since we got the so-called new healthcare, and what's going to happen with the Supreme Court and the challenge to the individual mandate?